Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location. I just want to throw this on and say something that may very probably be a duh or a what would you expect, but I'm just sitting here walking. I mean, I'm out here walking, I'm not sitting. And I'm thinking how big an impact walking has had on me, my walking obsession. And it's probably an obsession. I'm the kind of person who leaves and make an out once, love them and leave them fast. Because I'm definitely have a personality where it's all or nothing. I'm gonna go all in and just get lost in it, focus on it, and just basically overdo it. Let's just say that. And so this walking thing, it started off, you know, slow, like 5,000 steps, then it increased. And one day I went to work early on accident, and I walked like 5 miles before work. And I said, hey, well, maybe I can keep doing this. And so now I'm at a pace where I can, you know, I wake up in the morning, walk 4.5 miles before I work. And then during work, I work another probably 2 miles. Maybe 2.5 miles during work, during my breaks and lunch. But anyway, I was just thinking about the impact it's had on me. Now you might say, yeah, duh, you know, you're exercising, you're walking, you're doing this, you're doing that. Of course it's going to benefit you, or there's going to be some effects. But it's like the quality of life has changed. My quality of life has changed now. And I'm thinking that this has got to be something that is going to sustain me as I get older. Just being in better shape, because one of the first things I recognized when I started walking was when I would go to peep bunk shows and stand in the front row, my back wouldn't start hurting as much. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe there's something to this walking stuff. And then, you know, just more and more, I realized that there were benefits to it, or not even benefits, or repercussions, not repercussions, but things you get, you know, from doing it, benefits from it. And one of them I realized is just being outside, you know, because I could stay in my apartment. It was times where I could stay in my apartment 2 straight days, you know, and not get out. But just the stimulation psychologically or therapeutically, whatever word you want to throw on it, just being out, you know, in traffic, seeing things, seeing the lizards and rabbits and homeless people and crazy people and happy people and the cars and the different businesses and establishments that I see, you know, that I wouldn't see while I was driving, or even stuff that I've seen when I was driving but never noticed. Stuff I've driven by for 20 years, I've walked by. And another thing about walking through that's kind of weird or whatever is that it looks like I got a gap, don't it? It looks like I got a gap in my teeth. I might have that fixed. They told me $2,500 to get that fixed. I don't know. $2,500. I don't know. They said he'd get that fixed. But anyway, what was I saying? I forgot. I lost my train of thought. So, you know, just being out and seeing people. And I'm like, I'm walking so much. So when I drive around the neighborhood where I live, I see all the places where I walk. And it's kind of weird seeing, well, I walk here. It seems like everywhere I drive, I walked here. I've walked here. I've walked down this far, you know, and I can see, you know, where I had walked there, and just about everywhere I drive around the city I live in, I'm like, I'm walking. I'm probably the weird walking guy, but I don't care. You know, I don't, you know, I don't care. I'm the weird walking guy. So, and I'm thinking, you know, over the years, this is definitely going to be a benefit, you know, because I'm 61 years old, and I think for somebody 61 years old, I move pretty good, because I look around, I see people my age and younger, you know, and there's probably some older that, you know, that can move or do better than me, but not many, you know, standing up, their knees, their back, there it is, you know, it's like, oh, they're limping, their hips, all of that stuff. But I've always been young in spirit, and it could be that I just mature late, whatever mature means, because, you know, I don't like using the word mature. You know, maybe I just quote unquote matured late, and physically, mentally, and everything, because my energy is a little different, if I'm allowed to say that about myself, than a lot of people 61 years old and black. Black and 61, okay? Okay, and are you saying there's a difference between white 61-year-old males and black 61-year-old males? 61-year-old males? Yes, I am. Am I going to elaborate on that? I might. You never know. I just might. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Grumpy old black man, grumpy old white man. Well, you know, it goes both ways. But the stereotypical idea we have, or idea, I'll just say I have, idea I have. You know, the old black man, still mad at the world because of the racism in the 60s or something like that. I just don't see the old white grumpy man who's just mad at everything, got everything, and just grumpy at anything for no apparent reason. So I'm racist. I'm definitely racist. But the whole point is, I'm out here walking. And then when I developed, you know, then when I decided to start filming or, you know, doing video, doing talking, and then, you know, turning these, and then first I started it, I figured out how to do it. Remember, because I was using the Samsung earbuds and it was working for a while. Then I'd hear noise and I have to get rid of that noise. And then I went to, got a lavalier and I tried this, I tried that, you know, upgraded selfie stick. Got a better app, you know, to do what I needed to do, because I didn't need the full-blown high-resolution video, but I wanted the audio to be recorded at a higher rate, but the video kind of didn't matter. So I was able to get 30, 40, 50 minutes of walking and talking in a relatively smaller file size, because using the regular Samsung camera settings, video resolution, hell, your hour video will be like 3, 4, 5 gigabytes. And I'm like, no, that's too much. You know, so I got a camera that I could do a low resolution, an app that I could do a lower resolution. And, you know, just then I look where I'm at. You know, I got the lavalier, upgraded the phone, which doesn't really have anything to do with it. But because I did, I had to get a USB-C connector to stereo 3.5 millimeter, blah, 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 and get all that worked out. And, you know, and it's all based on the walking. And also, I was thinking too, the walking definitely changed my life. You know, being out, just being, getting even sun, being in the air, being a part of this, I guess I'm gonna say, in a way, I guess you could say closer to nature, though I know a lot of people who really do nature or consider what I just said blasphemy, considering I like to do it on the concrete, but just being out on the concrete, just being out. And also with that, but for years, even before I was walking, I was weighing myself 3 times a day. Even before I was walking, I was watching my weight and weighing myself 3 times a day. And because I was doing that, I was also watching what I was eating. Now that doesn't mean I wasn't, that means I won't eat like an idiot every now and then, or that means I don't have my, you know, my binges or whatever. It just means that when I do, I recognize that I am. You know, I'm quite aware when I'm aware of what I consider eating too much under the standard of which I kind of evolve to get to. And since I weigh myself so much, and since I eat, and even combined with the walking down, I can tell you just how much I'm away. I can basically know how much I'm away when I get on the scale. And speaking of which, today I got on the scale this morning, and I was at 201. And that's high. That's, to me, I take that as being very high. It might not be very high, but I take it as being very high. Because it wasn't long ago where I thought that it was impossible to get down below 210. Now, it was the time where I thought it was, you know, there's no way in heck I ever get down to 210. Now I'm at a point to where if I go over 200, I'm disappointed. And, you know, as the bar goes higher, the bar goes higher. And that's just, you know, how you work it. As the bar goes higher, the bar goes higher. And so, it comes down to, hold on, let me pause. Every now and then I walk by crazy to where I wanna cut the camera off and be not on guard, but you know, just don't wanna go through it. But just in case, not in case something happened, just, you know, you wanna be, I wanna be, you know, just in case. But what I'm saying, so I forget where I was at, but you know, so losing weight, I weighed myself 3 times. I know how much I'm eating or not eating, how much I should weigh. And watching what I eat, I've been doing that for years, weighing myself, and now the combination of my walking, I'm probably healthy. I got my blood pressure down, and I really do believe that when I say I'm probably healthy, because I've never been a healthy person. But I may have. Maybe I don't consider myself being healthy, but when I look around and I see other people of my demographic, I'm doing damn good. I'm doing damn good, and I know it. And I'm not ashamed of being doing damn good. I'm not ashamed of being that outlier. I'm not ashamed of the one who breaks the curve for everybody. We grade on the curve, and somebody still gets 100 on the test. So the curve don't matter. I don't mind being that upfront person, being out there. I can handle the pressure or the whatever, the attention, whatever you want to call it. Especially if it's something that I believe in, or I quote unquote know is right, or I believe is right. See, I guess I could say I believe is right, because right or wrong, there is no right or wrong, unless it's to the subjective. So each individual has their own right or wrong. There's no universal right or wrong. There's a lot of things we can agree on, but there's no universal right or wrong. So I can say that I believe is right. And that's probably the best way I can put it. What I believe is right, what I believe is wrong. And that's kind of what I want to say. And I believe that's what I hope people mean when they say right or wrong. Even though I know they probably are thinking of this collective, well, you know, everybody know that's wrong, or everybody know that ain't right. Nah, it's philosophically, when you start looking at things, it's a little trickier than that. Than just, even though I understand the essence of what they're saying, I get what they're saying, and I know what they mean, but the argument can be torn apart about what is right and what is wrong. But, so, and I never thought that I was living right. I mean, eating right, take care of myself. You know, because I've always been the one to eat whatever, didn't care, drinking, smoking, whatever. You know, but now, you know, I kind of got myself together, I guess. I mean, to stop and think about it, I guess I kind of got myself together, huh? Out here walking, I feel good. Every now and then, I'll be tired at the end of the week, or tired here, or tired there. But it's a good kind of tired. It's not a lazy tired. It's a tired that I feel like I earned. And those are the best. We say, oh, I got to lay down. It's just been I had a good week. Accomplished good work week, did good steps. Say I got my weight down. Won't be this week to say that. So I'm out here at my undisclosed location. My granddaughter, daughter, and my aunt, and everybody hanging out. And all we do, we eat. We eats. We had Applebee's for brunch yesterday. and I had my ribs, onion rings, and waffle fries, my riblets or whatever they were. Everybody had their steaks and their whatever. And then my niece came, she made meatloaf, and it was already a refrigerator full of food in there. Freezer so full, ice cream don't get hard no more. Just how we roll. So, you know, it's call it a vacation or a celebration, but it's good. Granddaughter's doing good. She's making progress, meeting my unofficial metrics. You know, things that I would hope to see her be aware of, accomplish, and do. And yesterday, I went in the bathroom. You know, I had me a little sit down. And I forgot I left my door open. I was like, ooh, I left my door open. Next thing I know, Kimberly, Jeff, Dad, Dad. Granddaughter climbed up in my chair, put my headphones on. I never showed her how to put them headphones on. She put the headphones on, had the mic going the right way. It was banging, it was like typing on the keyboard. I was like, yep, that's it. There you go. There you go. That's it right there. That's it right there. That's what we're talking about. My mission is on schedule. Just to make them aware. That's it. And we got her in the ocean yesterday. She did really good. Hanging out at Venice Beach. You know, she don't know what it is. She don't know what's going on. But just being out there with all the people and all the sights and stuff, she wasn't afraid. Definitely wasn't afraid. In fact, we had to pull her back too many times. She walked up to people. Walk up to kids, whatever she sees sitting around or laying around. She want to touch and grab. And, you know, she think everything is community property. But we were saying that when she go to daycare or something like that, other kids going to teach her what is hers and what's mine. She don't know what's hers and other people's yet. But when she get around other kids, they going to let her know. That ain't yours. And then she gonna learn that problem. You know, but she does hang out with her cousin. I guess it's her first cousin. My son's, my grandson. They get together. He's a little younger, like half her age, I guess. Or 6 months. I don't know. I thought they were 6 months apart. But she's like, it must be the most significant 6 months. She is like head and heels, not just physically, just, you know, probably a growth learning thing. And hip, like, we already know that, you know, he gonna catch up and be able to just throw her across the room pretty soon. But, you know, she's making progress. She snatched her stuff from him. I guess they saying that she snatched toys from him. And then push him down. Yeah, I guess she did that like 4 or 5 times. So it's gonna come a time where somebody gonna do that to her, you know, and she's gonna have to learn the other way. So we'll get that. And I'm thinking that's what daycare and stuff is for. You know, when she see other kids doing things, it'll register with her differently when she see kids her age doing things. That's what my cousin Lark says. As soon as Taylor went to, then when Taylor went to preschool or daycare or whatever, she just came back home with a lot of new stuff. Doing a lot of new stuff. Anyway, so that's why I just wanted to cut this on and talk about how, you know, I guess fit, I don't know if fit, I don't even like to apply the word fit to me. It doesn't seem right. But I might be fit. I might be, you know, I take care of myself. Maybe, you know, I'm healthy or whatever. Maybe I am. And it's probably, bad part about it is probably no maybe. I'm probably definitely am. But I just don't see myself as that. Or I don't want to see myself as that. I always want to see myself as need to work harder. You need to work harder. You need to do more. You need to do more. You got to walk more. You ain't doing enough. Keep going. Because you think about it, this is my life. this is my life. This is life or death. There's nothing more important than your health. There's absolutely nothing more important than your health, maintaining your health, and having a lively activity, getting around, you know, being healthy, feeling good. And I do, and I think it's because of the walking. And like years ago, I started weighing myself because I was up to like 300 pounds. And I didn't want to do that again. And so I knew I had to do something. I had to put some kind of metric in place or something mentally in my subconscious way before I even, you know, when I wake up in the morning, something that says, hey, you can't start it off like this. You know, it's something that always had to be in the back of my mind. Something that like always had to be in the back of my mind. And that's what I guess I started years ago with the weighing myself and monitoring my weight. And even though I remember when I was working at the, I think I was working at the IRS, and I realized that I'm gonna stop eating. No, it was when me and the Russian was together and I started getting them home cooked meals, and the quality of the food just changed my life to where I didn't want to eat fast food anymore. I could anything out of a styrofoam just didn't appeal to me for whatever reason. That's what it was. And I started eating those home cooked meals, and I just got used to that food, that quality of food. And I didn't want to do fast food anymore. And I was at the IRS, I remember. And so I kind of got away from that and just started eating better. You know, trying to eat a higher quality of food, trying to eat a better quality of food. You know, I can eat maybe as much, but don't eat like so much fatty or sugary or like, you know, stuff that's bad for you. Like eat a whole bunch of broccoli or something. Like, you know, that was always in my head. And then I guess the walking started and put it all together. And just being out the house, you know, and breathing air and being in the sun and seeing things and being stimulated that way, therapeutically walking, thinking to myself, because I don't have music. It's getting physical exercise, getting sweat, and to keep the body moving. So it's not so hard to stand up or get moving on certain days or this day. And, you know, my hips, my knees, my back. Now I'm thinking I probably should do different exercises other than walking, like work my upper body, maybe do deep knee bends, back bends and stuff like that. Because sometimes I feel the other parts of my body that don't get a lot of use from walking could use, you know, a little bit more exercise. You know, maybe like start doing body combat, body guy or CrossFit or, you know, something like that. But I'm out here, you know, I'm out here, and I like the fact that I take for granted the impact of my walking and my lifestyle health wise. And I think I always got to do better. I can do better. I can do more. I can do better, do more. Like when my weight went up to 201, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to die. It's over. I'm fat. Oh, I'm doomed. Next stop, I'll be 500 pounds. And that's the way I want to feel about it too. And that's the way I want it to hit me. I stood on the scale this morning and said, on the scale last night, it was like 203. I was like, uh-oh. Or like 2028. I was like, oh boy. Oh boy. And I woke up, and then I think after I did that, I had cookies and ice cream in bed. But at least now I'm sitting up. No more eating horizontally. My body don't like that. I gotta at least sit up and let the food go down. No more laying in the bed horizontally eating, because that has repercussions. So I do it that way. I sit up at least, and sit up and stay sitting up for a little while until it goes down. and then I'll lay down very slowly. Because I am getting old. Let's just face it, I am getting old. Even though I look good, you can still move like a 40-year-older. You know, you got energy when I want to. Mentally still going. Probably not as aggressive as I was in my 20s and 30s, but still a lot more aggressive than people of my age group. And I was thinking, I guess I am proud of that. Well, I don't know if I'm proud of it, but I do like bragging about it. I do like bragging about it, but not in an obnoxious way. I like bragging about it to get the people around me who see me to think about it. You know, they see me, I'm out here doing these walks all the time. I'm talking about how I'm walking, how it makes me feel, and without preaching or lecturing. But I know I don't have to. I'm just putting it out there. You know, just keep doing, being an example. You know, do what you want. I don't care what anybody do anyway. Let's just face it. I don't really care. But do I want to be a positive influence on people? Do I want to be a positive influence on people or humanity? Yes, I do. I can actually say that. I do. I really don't care what people do, but I do want to be a positive influence. And that may be ego. That may be, forget about, it may not even be about them. It might even be about the accomplishment of being a positive influence, where I don't even care about the people. I just want to, and I don't care about the individual, let's face it. I really don't. I don't, it's not that I don't care about the individual. The individual, you know, the personal individual accounts or sentiment or my empathy for them, it's more on a bigger scale, humanity-wise. You know, I'm looking to be a Galileo or Aristotle or Einstein. That's the kind of impact I want to have on history. And even though I may not even care about the individuals that that impact is on, and I could probably say this honestly that I don't, having that impact, being noted to have that impact, is where my focus is. Jeffrey TV, Jeffreyism, all this philosophical stuff I'm talking about, how I put it down as how it affects me, how I don't say what people should do, what people should don't do, just explaining the best I can, or just trying to stay focused on explaining why it works for me. I just try to stay that. Because I usually don't tear other people down. I'll make jokes about them. I don't do anything ad hominem. You never heard me attack somebody's character or say they this or they that. I'll talk about their politics or what they do or how they do it or how they engage. But you never hear me say, oh, they're Uncle Tom or they're left-wing wingnut. That's just not my style. And just, there's no, ever since I took that logical and critical thinking class back in 1995, when I dropped out of school and got my bachelor, when I got laid off and went to two schools in 1 year and got my networking paper and a bachelor's degree and took that logic critical thinking class, that blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, you people are teaching me everything I know to take over the world. Economics, civics, they tell me how politics work. They tell me how government work, legislation work, how manufacturing work. I was like, y'all telling me everything. How news, everything. You learn how everything works. All you do is put it together, implement it into my plan of world domination. No, it's not really world domination. I used to say that because it was an easy soundbite. And it kind of relayed, you know, what I meant. But it's not that, because I don't want to be responsible for dominating the world. I just want to have the impact and influence on humanity. But I don't want to be responsible for dominating the world. I just don't want to be that person. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.